Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. And Steve, former President Trump is still teasing a potential run for the White House, this latest time at a rally held recently in Iowa.
You're absolutely right. And look, Donald Trump might have been an amateur president, but he was a professional TV performer. The reality show in the White House only ran four seasons. The Apprentice ran 14 seasons on television, and he knows how to keep the red light on. And you do that by teasing. You do that by saying, tune in next week. You never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, he's great at that. And there's no doubt that that crowd in Iowa reflects a very important political reality, which is that the core base of the Republican Party is still in love with Donald Trump. And that means that as he teases his run for the White House, that means journalists like us pay attention to him. It means that he's able to raise a great deal of money from his supporters. And it means that he uses up all the oxygen in the room so that other possible contenders, from Mike Pence to a flock of senators like Ted Cruz to Governor DeSantis of Florida, all of them are starved of oxygen. They can't get campaigns going because he uses it all up. So it all works for Donald Trump, but it's not the whole story. There was a Pew Research Center poll out just the other day of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. Only 44% of them said they wanted Trump to run again, and 54% said they did not want him to run again. So that group in Iowa, they're screaming and yelling, and they certainly are loyal, but they don't represent the whole of the Republican Party, and maybe not even the majority of the Republican Party.
Right, because imagine if, one, Trump ran, wins election. It's almost guaranteed that then he would be going for another second term, which he could do under the law, right? I mean, so that really wipes out almost a generation of Republican leaders who might have been vying for that office.
Well, that's part of it. And the other part of it is there are two other parts. One is a lot of Republicans think that if he were nominated again, he'd get clobbered. I just gave you those statistics. They square very well with another figure I saw just this morning. If you average all the national polls together, Donald Trump's favorable rating right now, this morning, is 43.7%. It doesn't take a political genius to figure out 43.7% is not going to win you a national election. He got 46.9% of the vote in the last election. That means 3.2% of Americans who voted for him no longer are favorable. That's 5 million votes. That's 5 million people who have soured on Donald Trump since the election. And it's very hard for Republicans to see this publicly. You only have a few dissenting voices who have the courage to buck Trump in public, but one of them is a woman named Stephanie Grisham. She was his press secretary. She worked for the Trumps for years. She was one of their most loyal employees. And she has a new book to sell. She's trying to sell books. Agreed. But on TV over the weekend, she called the prospect of a Trump presidency terrifying. Now, that comes from a woman who was at the Trump side for 5 years. So there are a lot of Republicans who quietly, privately feel that not only would Trump be a disaster as a candidate, but it would be even worse if he were actually to win.
Now, Steve, you mentioned, you know, the books, you know, from Stephanie Grisham. We've got the other books out from Bob Woodward, even Jonathan Carl from ABC News getting in on that action. Could all this exposure, you know, maybe even embolden that base and kind of help them buck the trend? And if he did decide to run, make it that much more easy for him to get elected, just having that kind of fervent base fighting back against everyone, continuing to, continue to try to expose what really happened?
Well, look, that's the Trump strategy. The Trump strategy has always been divide America into red and blue, us against them, our tribe against your tribe. That's been his whole strategy from the beginning. It worked once. It worked against Hillary Clinton, who was a particularly weak candidate. And it worked because Donald Trump was a very shrewd and opportunistic politician whose campaign, you know, met the moment. You know, up until Election Day, Donald Trump himself never thought he was going to win. But give him credit. He figured something out, and he was able to edged through in 2016. 4 years later, there was enough disillusionment with him, particularly among sort of moderate Republicans, that he lost. But there's no doubt that that's the Trump strategy, is to galvanize his supporters, get them as excited as possible. He's not interested in broadening his base. He never has been. His whole strategy has been milk every vote out of his loyal supporters. But as I say, if you look at the numbers, even if you get everyone at 43.7% of the voters, that's not going to win you a national election. And that's one of the reasons why so many Republicans are concerned, because they think that for every one of those MAGA-hatted enthusiasts who come to a rally in Iowa and yell their heads off and are loyal to Trump, there's no doubt that they're real. There's no doubt that they're a powerful factor in the Republican Party. But for every action in politics, there's a reaction. And for every one of those MAGA supporters, there's a woman in suburban Minneapolis or suburban Pittsburgh or suburban Cincinnati or suburban Colorado Springs who says, wait, I don't want four more years of Donald Trump. I agree with Stephanie Grisham that that prospect is terrifying. And so that's why there's action and there's reaction. There's supporters, and then there's also a reaction against those supporters.
And finally, we're running out of time, but real quick, as we're talking about that reaction as well, could an early announcement also really hurt the GOP as a whole when it comes to the midterms and really flip a lot of races going on, especially in Washington, to make it that much more of a divided structure if we do have a Trump candidacy?
Yeah, you know, I just don't know how it's going to affect down ballot races. It's very hard to calculate that. We do know that in midterm elections like the one we're going to have next year, history shows that the president's party almost always loses seats, and often a lot of seats, in an off-year election. Now, the Democrats, because the Congress is so evenly divided, there aren't a lot of marginal seats that are vulnerable. But the odds are, whatever else Donald Trump does in terms of the midterm elections, the odds are very heavily stacked against the Democrats. History is pretty clear that if history holds, and it holds almost all the time, not quite 100%, but almost all the time, that means for the second 2 years of the Biden presidency, Democrats are going to be in minority in at least one House of Congress and maybe both of them.
Okay. Well, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You have so much insight into what's going on, you know, in electoral politics, as well as what's going on in the nation's capital. Thank you.
Always happy to talk to you. Bye-bye.